information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at the forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. California scientists. Their work demonstrated quantum mechanical effects in electrical circuits. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce explains this could aid the development of future quantum technologies, such as better computers.
The three researchers who won the prize are John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinez. In the mid-1980s, they did experiments that showed how a subatomic phenomenon, quantum tunneling, can be observed on a macroscopic scale, involving many particles on a chip. At a press briefing, Clark said he was stunned that they won.
We have not realized in any way that this might be the basis of a Nobel Prize.
The prize committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said their advances could lead to the next generation of quantum technologies, including quantum cryptography and new kinds of sensors. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are slightly higher. This is NPR.
From KPR News in Lawrence, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are investigating a head-on collision in south-central Kansas that left two people dead and three others, including an infant, injured. The crash occurred Monday morning on North K-1496 in northern Reno County. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says a northbound SUV crossed the center line and veered into the southbound lane, colliding with a Ford F-150. Two of the four people in the SUV were killed. The two others, including the infant, were injured. The driver of the pickup was also injured. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will embark on an eight-city tour to hear what Kansans' priorities are for the next state budget. The Democratic governor will hold the town halls over the next 2 months. She is term-limited and cannot seek re-election. On Monday, Kelly said she wants feedback from Kansans to come up with what she calls the people's budget ahead of next year's legislative session. Kelly has cautioned Republican lawmakers against tax cuts that she says would jeopardize the state's financial well-being. Kansas State University is teaming up with a Southwest Kansas Community College to help more rural students earn bachelor's degrees. As Dylan Lyson reports, that's an area without a local four-year college.
The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree programs at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. The K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the Vice President of Academic Affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says the program will help produce more teachers for the region.
There's a huge educational need out here. We're losing teachers faster than we can replace them.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities throughout the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
With federal grant money drying up, Lawrence Transit is proposing a new $3 fare for its on-demand service, which is currently free. The agency says buses on regular routes will still be free to ride. Lawrence Transit says about 8% of its scheduled on-demand trips are no-shows. By imposing a fare, the agency says there would be fewer no-shows, leading to more reliable service and better availability. The Lawrence Transit Advisory Board will hear a presentation on the proposal later this month. The new fare would take effect next year. Weather forecast for today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, otherwise cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. High temperatures this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 47 degrees. Tomorrow looks delightful, sunny skies with a high near 72. Current conditions around the KPR listening area in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Topeka cloudy, 56 degrees. Emporia rain and 56 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPRStare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, Western Kansas has inserted itself into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has dominated corn production. But despite an increase in corn acres, Kansas still ships in a lot of corn to keep up with the beef industry.
We take fertilizer up north to Nebraska or South Dakota, and we'll bring back corn product or corn itself.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll hear about how one crop took over a region in Kansas and the long-term challenges the industry faces. Updated forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 56. Manhattan, cloudy skies and 54 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, on the second anniversary of the Hamas attacks on Israel, we'll hear from a hostage family and Gazan civilians. Also, renewable energy overtakes coal for the first time and a surge in the humpback whale population.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
If you've watched Hulu's hit reality show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, you might think Macy Neely has it all, but her college years were anything but smooth.
I had just gotten home from college. I was pregnant and was kind of trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Macy Neely on her new memoir, Told You So, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 57. Topeka, cloudy and 56. It's 6:30.
Prevention has accepted new guidelines for the updated COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Rob Stein says the guidelines could make it more difficult for some people to protect themselves.
Acting CDC Director Jim O'Neill agreed to adopt new recommendations for the COVID shots from the agency's outside advisors. The guidelines allow the vaccines for anyone 6 months or older, but for the first time require people to consult with a doctor, pharmacist, or some other health provider first about the risks and benefits. The CDC also formalized a recommendation that makes it more complicated for parents to get their babies vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Emporia hospital has announced plans to significantly increase telehealth services. Newman Regional Hospital says the program will target emergency room visits, outpatient clinics, primary care, cardiology, and OBGYN services. It'll be funded by a $500,000 grant from the Patterson Family Foundation. Patients will be able to meet with doctors over the Internet. Newman Regional says the initiative will help close gaps left by a lack of healthcare services in rural areas. Kansas State University is bringing bachelor's degree programs to the rural southwest part of the state. That's an area without a local four-year college. The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree program at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. The K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the vice president of academic affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says rural students will not need to leave now to earn degrees.
And so this gives us an opportunity to keep them here so that they can stay in our community and fill jobs in our community.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities where Kansans live. The Geary County School District Superintendent has been named the 2026 Kansas Superintendent of the Year by the Kansas School Superintendents Association. Reginald Eggleston was announced as the winner on Monday. Eggleston has served as Geary County Superintendent since 2019. During his tenure, he has promoted financial planning and community partnerships. Eggleston is also a colonel in the Army Reserves. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a scam involving a caller pretending to be a sheriff's deputy. The caller identifies himself as Deputy Williams and offers to settle unpaid tickets or outstanding warrants by accepting Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The Sheriff's Office says residents should always be wary of calls from people claiming to be government officials or bank employees. Weather forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon with a high near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 57 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR.
Side of the Plan Project with her husband and three children. Eckenberg says she wants more information and worries about the fate of her small West Paducah neighborhood, where people regularly walk and bike, and her twin four-year-olds play on an inflatable slip and slide in their front yard.
I think it's time that we really pay attention to what we're doing environmentally with big business.
Eckenberg says she plans to pay attention as the project moves forward. General Matter says it wants to be ready to fuel all the new reactors that are being developed and hopes to have their Kentucky plant running by 2030. For NPR News, I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing Big Band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Your place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still to come on Morning Edition, the Federal Election Commission, which regulates campaign finance, has lost another member. But the FEC has actually been without a quorum for months, leaving the agency unable to do much of its work. We'll hear more in about 10 minutes. Forecast for today, good chance we'll see some rain this morning, 50% chance actually. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. High temperatures today near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 47. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 72. In Lawrence right now, we have cloudy skies, 57 degrees, Topeka cloudy, 56, Manhattan cloudy skies and 54 degrees. It's 6:44.
I guess now to talk about all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissa. She's in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Good morning, Joanna.
Unpack the headlines. Stay connected. Stay informed. This is NPR.
Good morning. I'm Stephen. But we'll eventually find out because it's infectious. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Over the decades, western Kansas has inserted itself into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has dominated corn production. Today, as you travel through the wheat state, you're just as likely to see corn. Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore explores why the state grows so much corn and the long-term challenges to the industry.
It's harvest time in Kansas. Across the state, he says maybe feedlots in the future will be able to transition to another high-protein feed that can grow with less water nearby, like sorghum.
It's just going to look different. By God, it needs to look different. If we're doing the same thing 20 years from now that we are today, that's a dying industry, right?
But the challenge is that feedlots and ethanol plants are set up to handle corn, and farmers know how to grow it. Making the switch to something else like sorghum will take money, time, and changes to government policy. Until then, corn will remain the dominant crop it is right now. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, commerce, agriculture, and many other issues connected to public policy.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, Ravel and Gershwin back-to-back. They'd like that. They admired each other's style. First, Ravel's piano trio, and then tunes from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, which, as an orchestral suite, Gershwin named Suite from Catfish Row. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Gradual clearing this afternoon. High temperatures today near 69. It's 9 minutes before 7.
I have a career again. I didn't ruin it all with my choices. That I can work. I can do a great job. I can be a professional leader.
In the next few years, the Other Side Village aims to double enrollment, build hundreds more tiny cottages, and a health clinic, hoping to help people leave life on the streets for good. With senior producer Marisa Peñalosa, I'm Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Gradual clearing this afternoon with a high around 69 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Illinois sued to stop President...
Another recommendation. It makes it more...
Reporter in Gaza, Anas Baba, spoke to 22-year-old Ahmed Abu Saif. Saif said, in Gaza, for us, it's going to be very painful to rebuild. He says, for him, the last 2 years of war have turned his life from that of a normal university student to one where he is constantly looking for water, shelter, and fearing for his family's lives. Emily Fang, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are investigating a head-on collision in South Central Kansas that left two people dead and three others, including an infant, injured. The crash occurred Monday morning on North K-1496 in northern Reno County. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says a northbound SUV crossed the center line and veered into the southbound lane, colliding with a Ford F-150. Two of the four people in the SUV were killed. Two others, including the infant, were injured. The driver of the pickup was also injured. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will embark on an 8-city tour to hear what Kansans' priorities are for the next state budget. The Democratic governor will hold the town halls over the next 2 months. She is term limited and cannot seek re-election. On Monday, Kelly said she wants feedback from Kansans to come up with what she calls the people's budget ahead of next year's legislative session. Kelly has cautioned Republican lawmakers against tax cuts that she says would jeopardize the state's financial well-being. Kansas State University is teaming up with a Southwest Kansas Community College to help more rural students earn bachelor's degrees. As Dylan Lyson reports, that's an area without a local four-year college.
The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree programs at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. The K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the Vice President of Academic Affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says the program will help produce more teachers for the region.
There's a huge educational need out here. We're losing teachers faster than we can replace them.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities throughout the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
With federal grant money drying up, Lawrence Transit is proposing a new $3 fare for its on-demand service, which is currently free. The agency says buses on regular routes would still be free to ride. Lawrence Transit says about 8% of its scheduled on-demand trips are no-shows. By imposing a $3 fare, the agency says there would be fewer no-shows, leading to more reliable service and better availability. The new fare would take effect next year. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon with a high temperature near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. Looking at the end of the week, Thursday, mostly Friday with a high near 75. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Topeka reporting cloudy skies, 56 degrees. Emporia reporting rain and 56 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, Western Kansas has inserted itself into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has dominated corn production. But despite an increase in corn acres, Kansas still ships in a lot of corn to keep up with the beef industry.
We take fertilizer up north to Nebraska or South Dakota, and we'll bring back corn product or corn itself.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll hear about how one crop took over a region in Kansas and the long-term challenges that industry faces.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming cloudy, then gradually clearing this afternoon with a high temperature near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 58 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, on the second anniversary of the Hamas attacks on Israel, we'll hear from a hostage family and Gazan civilians. Also, renewable energy overtakes coal for the first time and a surge in the humpback whale population.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
C Support for NPR.
Mormon wives, you might think Macy Neely has it all, but her college years were anything but smooth.
I had just gotten home from college. I was pregnant and was kind of trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Macy Neely on her new memoir, Told You So, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 57. Topeka, rain and 56. It's 7:30.
Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Hamas militants attacked southern Israel, killing about 1,200 people. Another 251 were taken hostage. Some remain in captivity. Since then, more than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces. NPR's Emily Fang in Tel Aviv says Israel and Hamas are holding indirect talks in Egypt.
Negotiators are now hashing out details of how to return all remaining hostages in exchange for about 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, but these talks could take days longer still. With Israel and Hamas under pressure from Middle Eastern countries and from the U.S., these Egypt talks are the biggest diplomatic breakthrough yet.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Emporia hospital has announced plans to significantly increase telehealth services. Newman Regional Health says the program will target emergency room visits, outpatient clinics, primary care, cardiology, and OBGYN services. It'll be funded by a $500,000 grant from the Patterson Family Foundation. Patients will be able to meet with doctors over the internet. Newman Regional says the initiative will help close gaps left by a lack of healthcare services in rural areas. Kansas State University is bringing bachelor's degree programs to the rural southwest part of the state. That's an area without a local four-year college. The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree program at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. The K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the vice president of academic affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says rural students will not need to leave now to earn degrees.
And so this gives us an opportunity to keep them here so that they can stay in our community and fill jobs in our community.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities where Kansans live. The Geary County School District Superintendent has been named the 2026 Kansas Superintendent of the Year by the Kansas School Superintendents Association. Reginald Eggleston was announced as the winner on Monday. He has served as Geary County Superintendent since 2019. During his tenure, he has promoted financial planning and community partnerships. He's also a colonel in the Army Reserves. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a scam involving a caller pretending to be a sheriff's deputy. The caller identifies himself as Deputy Williams and offers to settle unpaid tickets or outstanding warrants by accepting Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The Sheriff's Office says residents should always be wary of calls from people claiming to be government officials or bank employees. Weather forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy, then gradual clearing. Highs this afternoon near 59. Tonight, clear with a low around 57 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And for
home, remittances, as they're called. Brokers make those transactions possible, and we'll hear why both North Korea and South Korea are trying to shut down the brokers. We hear news of an unfree country in this free country on the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on your community's local public radio station. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is your home for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition tomorrow, we will learn more about how the Fed decided to cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point last month when we get the Federal Open Market Committee's meeting minutes. As for the September meeting, it should offer some insight into the deliberations among officials and also maybe have some clues about where interest rates are headed. We'll hear more in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition. Forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon with a high near 69. Winds out of the north around 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 57 degrees. Topeka reporting rain and 56 degrees. The time, 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
Of course, NPR is all over the story.
This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. 15 years ago, LeBron James shook the basketball world with the decision. More than 10 million people watched him announce he was leaving Cleveland to join the Miami Heat. Yesterday, James announced the second decision. James is 40 years old and has made it no secret that the end of his career is near, so he might retire. But the last time he teased us like this, it was for an Amazon ad. We find out at noon Eastern time today. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation for nearly a century supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Over the decades, western Kansas has inserted itself into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has dominated corn production. Today, as you travel through the Wheat State, you're just as likely to see corn. Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore explores why the state grows so much corn and the long-term challenges to the industry.
It's harvest time in Kansas. Across the state, signature corn running dangerously low these last couple decades. Given the water usage and the climate changes in Kansas for the crop, does it even make sense for farmers in Kansas to grow corn at all? Deppenbush says yes, but it may not be sustainable. He says maybe feedlots in the future will be able to transition to another high-protein feed that can grow with less water nearby, like sorghum.
It's just going to look different. By God, it needs to look different. If we're doing the same thing 20 years from now that we are today, that's a dying industry, right?
But the challenge is that feedlots and ethanol plants are set up to handle corn, and farmers know how to grow it. Making the switch to something else like sorghum will take money, time, and changes to government policy. Until then, corn will remain the dominant crop it is right now. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, commerce, agriculture, and many other issues connected to public policy.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Still ahead on Morning Edition, in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Again, this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast presents our own Destiny Ann Mermagan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. It's Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now. at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes. Again, it's Friday night, October 24th at 7, presented by Kansas Public Radio. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 57. Topeka reporting rain and 56 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
You don't expect as many rate cuts going forward.
On the other hand, if more members are focused on unemployment, then more cuts could be in the cards. The minutes are not a full transcript of what transpired, though. That won't come out until 5 years from now. I'm Carla Javier for Marketplace.
Our producers are Tamar Fagan, Ashley Rodriguez, Ariana Rosas, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Alex Schroeder. Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports the road would allow new mining of copper, cobalt, and other important minerals.
The Ambler Road is intended to spark a new mining industry in northwest Alaska. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says developing the Ambler Mining District will help America win the AI race with China. But the road is controversial among locals who live off the land. Rico DeWild of Huslia, Alaska, says a road would endanger fish spawning grounds and caribou migrations.
And also it brings in a lot of outsiders. We don't need more outside hunters.
The Trump administration also announced the government will invest more than $35 million in a Canadian company seeking to develop the Ambler Mining District. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. It's NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are investigating a head-on collision in south-central Kansas that left two people dead and three others, including an infant, injured. The crash occurred Monday morning on North K-1496 in northern Reno County. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says a northbound SUV crossed the center line and veered into the southbound lane, colliding with a Ford F-150. Two of the four people in the SUV were killed. The two others, including the infant, were injured. The driver of the pickup was also injured. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will embark on an eight-city tour to hear what Kansans' priorities are for the next state budget. The Democratic governor will hold the town halls over the next 2 months. She is term-limited and cannot seek another term. On Monday, Kelly said she wants feedback from Kansans to come up with what she calls the people's budget ahead of next year's legislative session. Kelly has cautioned Republican lawmakers against tax cuts that she says would jeopardize the state's financial well-being. Kansas State University is teaming up with a Southwest Kansas Community College to help more rural students earn bachelor's degrees. As Dylan Lyson reports, that's an area without a local four-year college.
The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree programs at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. The K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the Vice President of Academic Affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says the program will help produce more teachers for the region.
There's a huge educational need out here. We're losing teachers faster than we can replace them.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities throughout the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
With federal grant money drying up, Lawrence Transit is proposing a new $3 fare for its on-demand service, which is currently free. The agency says buses on regular routes would still be free to ride. Lawrence Transit says about 8% of its scheduled on-demand trips are no-shows. By imposing a fare, the agency says there would be fewer no-shows, leading to more reliable service and better availability. The Lawrence Transit Advisory Board will hear a presentation on the proposal later this month. The new fare would take effect next year. Weather forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with highs today around 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. Looking ahead to Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 57 degrees. Topeka reporting rain, 56 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy skies and 54 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Not you, but the longer the government stays closed, you risk giving more power to the administration to keep doing that.
That's why we need to work together to get this open.
That is Senator.
Many of us are talking.
That is Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire. Senator, thank you for talking with us. And I do want to mention we reached out to a number of Republican lawmakers to join our program, but they declined. And we do want to say the invitation remains open. Senator Shaheen, thank you so much for talking with
us today.
Good
to talk to you. Thanks.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is your home for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, electricity demand is expected to rise dramatically in the U.S. by 2050. And advocates for nuclear energy are making their case.
Nuclear looks like a very strong option. That is something that is becoming more bipartisan. It's becoming more widely understood.
Coming up, we'll hear about plans to build a new private uranium enrichment plant in Kentucky. That's in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, Ravel and Gershwin back-to-back. They would like that. They admired each other's style. First, Ravel's Piano Trio, and then tunes from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, which, as an orchestral suite, Gershwin named Suite from Catfish Row. Classical Morning from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Forecast for today, might want to take an umbrella with you this morning. There's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear. A little chilly, lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow looks delightful. Sunny skies with a high near 72. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 57. Topeka still reporting some rain and 56 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
If you've watched Hulu's hit reality show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, you might think Macy Neely has it all, but her college years were anything but smooth.
I had just gotten home from college. I was pregnant and was kind of trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Macy Neely on her new memoir, Told You So, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon with a high near 69. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 58, Topeka cloudy 56. It's 8:30.
Court will hear arguments today in a case that tests state laws banning licensed therapists from using conversion therapy to treat minors. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Supporters of conversion therapy contend that it succeeds in curing a person's attraction to the same sex, in other words, making a gay person straight, and similarly, curing a person's desire to change their gender identity. And they argue that barring licensed therapists from using conversion therapy when it's purely talk therapy violates the First Amendment right to free speech. But half the states have enacted these bans, and every major medical association opposes the therapy on grounds that it leads to deep depression and suicidal thoughts in minors. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Emporia hospital has announced plans to significantly increase telehealth services. Newman Regional Health says the program will target emergency room visits, outpatient clinics, primary care, cardiology, and OBGYN services. It'll be funded by a $500,000 grant from the Patterson Family Foundation. Patients will be able to meet with doctors over the Internet. Newman Regional says the initiative will help close gaps left by a lack of healthcare services in rural areas. Kansas State University is bringing bachelor's degree programs to the rural southwest part of the state. That's an area without a local four-year college. The initiative will allow students to spend the first 2 years of their four-year degree program at Dodge City Community College. They will then finish the remaining 2 years by taking K-State courses remotely at the community college. K-State degrees are offered in agriculture and education. Michelle Haley is the vice president of academic affairs for Dodge City Community College. She says rural students will not need to leave to earn degrees.
And so this gives us an opportunity to keep them here so that they can stay in our community and fill jobs in our community.
K-State leaders say the effort is part of the university's mission to provide educational opportunities where Kansans live. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a scam involving a caller pretending to be a sheriff's deputy. The caller identifies himself as Deputy Williams and offers to settle unpaid tickets or outstanding warrants by accepting Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The Sheriff's Office says residents should always be wary of calls from people claiming to be government officials or bank employees. The sheriff's office does have a Deputy Williams, but he has nothing to do with the calls. Meanwhile, police in neighboring Coffee County are warning of a different scam targeting the families of people who are incarcerated. In this scam, the callers pretend to be county officials who can get their loved ones out of jail if they pay $1,200. The Coffee County Sheriff's Office told KVOE only approved companies should be used for posting bail. Weather forecast for today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 69. Tonight, clear with a low around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from
U.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the Federal Election Commission, which regulates campaign finance, has lost another member, but the FEC has actually been without a quorum for months, leaving the agency unable to do much of anything. We'll get an update on that situation in about 10 minutes. Update on the weather says still a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy skies through mid-morning. Gradual clearing this afternoon with a high temperature today near 69 degrees, much cooler than it's been the past couple days. Tonight clear with a low around 47. Tomorrow looks nice. Sunny skies with a high near 72. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies 58 degrees. Topeka cloudy and 56. The time 8:44.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public we serve. This is NPR News.
Made now over how to incorporate AI into education will impact students for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing Big Band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR. That's Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we do ask you to please RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Forecast has been tweaked again just a little bit. Now a 30% chance of showers this morning. No mention of thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy through the morning, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 47. Tomorrow still looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 72. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 58. Topeka cloudy and 56 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Over. It proves to myself that I can have a career again. I didn't ruin it all with my choices. That I can work, I can do a great job, I can be a professional leader.
In the next few years, the Other Side Village aims to double enrollment, build hundreds more tiny cottages, and a health clinic, hoping to help people leave life on the streets for good. With senior producer Marisa Pignolosa, I'm Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. So much for joining us again for Morning Edition on this Tuesday. Do keep listening. Classical music with Cordelia Brown is next on the second channel, KPR2. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, mostly cloudy through the morning. Gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 69 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 47. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 56. Chanute reporting some rain and 60 degrees. Emporia, cloudy, and 57. It's a minute after 9 o'clock.
Live from NPR News in Washington.